Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Welcome to our fundraising edition. Please keep our pledge lines ringing while the program is on the air. With a mission to offer accessible arts experiences for residents and tourists alike and to provide state-of-the-art facilities for presentations by local artistic groups, the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center has led the way to an arts explosion in South Miami-Dade County. Managed by the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs, the center receives funding support from the Office of the Miami-Dade County Mayor and Board of County Commissioners. An important component to the presentations all season long is education and community outreach, which is changing the quality of life in South Dade. Many of the artists and groups who perform at the center make it a point to engage the South Dade community directly through workshops, classes, school field trips, and master classes. With us today to tell us about these transformative artistic events and the center's exciting new season is their general manager, Mr. Eric Fliss. Eric Fliss, welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat.
Ed, it's always a pleasure to be here.
Great to have you join us again. Eric, tell us generally about the effect of this magnificent performing arts center in South Dade, Cutler Bay. What has your effect been locally, and then address it regionally?
Well, I think first you can say that from a local standpoint, we have the support of the community. And I think the community in South Dade is rooting for the cultural center. They're responding to the programs that we're creating, and they really want to support the artists. So they really show up and lend their support to what we're doing, and we feel very good about that.
Tell us about the possible effect regionally throughout South Florida now that we have yet another magnificent performing arts center.
Well, it is a great place to perform at, and we are breaking in the market. Some artists who have never had a chance to perform in Miami are now performing at the South Dade Cultural Arts Center, and in doing so, feel like they've broken into the Miami market. So we're very proud of the eclectic group of artists that we've brought down here and their response. Groups like the Birdland Big Band, they came down here, they really wanted to play Miami, and they were so thrilled to be able to play at the center.
So describe your facilities there. You have more than just a big theater.
Correct. We have a 961-seat performing arts center, fully loaded with the complements of a orchestra shell, a orchestra pit, hydraulic orchestra pit, beautiful dance floor, acoustics, fantastic lobby, really comfortable, not a bad sight line in the house for 961 seats. And then you go outside, we have a beautiful plaza because we have two buildings. We have the main building and we have what we call the activities building. And the activities buildings contains a lab theater, a rehearsal studio, and classrooms where we often host young kids for lectures, workshops, and dance classes. And then in the rear of the building, we have a black box theater that we use for a variety of programming. We have our cabaret series in there where you sit down and it's a much more informal environment, tables, chairs, a bottle of wine, and very, very up close personal experience with the artists. And then this year, we're using the black box, but we're also engaging the plaza in a new series we have called Black Creek Nights, which is presenting local artists and local musicians in a more contemporary environment. We're using the inside of the Black Box Theater, but we're also going to be setting up with performances in the plaza and outside.
Well, we'll get into the specifics of the various series coming to the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center in this new series. But let's talk about your educational programs and your community outreach affecting South Florida in so many different ways. Now, is it part and parcel of every contract of the artists you bring in that they give educational classes? Do some like to do that? Do some not prefer to do that?
Well, let's just say some are better than others at it. But it really is our mission to find as many entry points we can into the artists that we bring down. So in picking artists, we have a lot of extensive conversation about their comfort level and what they like to do and how they like to interact with the community. So you'll find some people are very, very engaging, and it's part of their mission as an artist to reach out into the community. So we'll be bringing them into the schools, or we'll bring school kids there, or we might go into a local business and have a showing or a small performance. at one of the hospitals at lunchtime in their cafeterias. So the workers at the hospital, the families of the patients, they all can get entertained a little bit while they're in an environment that sometimes can be a little bit hectic and a little tense, and also to bring awareness that there is culture nearby that they can enjoy with their families. We also work with our local seniors. In Cutler Bay, there happens to be a really well-organized senior community. And so not only do we bring our artists to work with the seniors, but we've gotten to the point now where we're integrating the seniors with middle school and high school kids, and they're enjoying the activities together. So we're intergenerational arts experiences, and it's a way of bringing the community together.
Wow. One big happy family.
Yeah, we try to be.
Now, how can South Florida's parents involve their children? Do you need to join a program with you all? Now, obviously, when you go to a school, that's a different matter, but they're at your facilities. How can our kids become involved?
Well, I think the best thing anyone can do is join our mailing list and go to our website, which is smdcac.org, and join our mailing list because we're very good about notifying people about classes. This weekend, for instance, the Miami Youth Ballet is offering free ballet and jazz classes on Saturday. Again, it's a cooperative arrangement we make. They are eventually going to have a performance at the center, but we thought it's a great opportunity for them to provide classes to the community and get exposure within the South Dade community. We are also holding auditions this Saturday for an upcoming show where some of the best high school senior musical theater students could actually be in a show with some of Broadway's best actors from musical theater from Broadway right now.
Well, this is just marvelous. You might be starting new careers in kids who don't know what they want to do. How do you feel about that?
It's great. I mean, it really, art changes lives. And the experience that these young kids and children, teenagers and young adults all get to have in a way to interact with these artists, it stays with them. And you know that they go on to do other things in life. And even if they don't become an actor or an artist, but become a great businessman, there's a certain connection that they'll have with the arts and they become great art supporters. And we're always looking for great art supporters as well.
Now, Eric, you have a gorgeous outdoor plaza. How are you utilizing that?
Well, the plaza is beautiful. And our Black Creek Nights are going to spill out onto the outdoor plaza. We have a gentleman by the name of Mr. Power, and he'll be spinning each Friday of the Black Creek Nights outside, as well as our live bands inside. So people will be able to come and they'll be able to stay outside all night long and enjoy the space, as well as some of our local businesses are having gatherings at the center, and they'll either set up a tent or we'll have a social, and we use the outside plaza as a way for people to meet and get together.
And you rent your facilities as well, I assume.
Absolutely. About 35 to 40% of our business is local organizations who rent the facility.
Well, we have a lot to talk about with Mr. Eric Fliss, General Manager of the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. In our next two segments, we'll get into specifics, and I am absolutely amazed at the talent, international and national and local talent, that Eric has booked into this magnificent South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. So stay with us here on South Florida Arts Beat. We'll be right back with Mr. Eric Fliss. Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. And we're back on South Florida Arts Beat. Ed Bell with you with Mr. Eric Fliss, General Manager of the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. And we want to find out who will be there when. And let's start out with the main stage, an incredible main stage series, Eric.
Yeah, we're very proud of what we're doing this year. We're very excited to kick off the year with a big family show, Diavolo. We'll be returning to the center. They were with us actually prior to our grand opening in October of 2011. They came in. We had to have a soft opening. We wanted to test the theater out. And these are dancer, acrobats, gymnasts who will put you to the test. They work with very large architectural pieces. So their set pieces are rocking ships or their floors that cantilever. And they often premiere their works in Los Angeles with the LA Symphony Orchestra. And so this year they're bringing us one piece called Transit Space, which is inspired by skateboarders. And so the set has a half pipe like a skateboard ramp. And the second half of the evening is a new piece that they're premiering at the Hollywood Bowl this week, and the music is by Philip Glass.
Wow.
So it's a very contemporary, very exciting, bring the family. It's a great way to kick off the season.
Now, that's Saturday, October 12th, and Sunday, the 13th of October.
That's correct. We want to make sure we have matinees. So
yeah, I see that.
People come out during the daytime when possible.
Sunday, October 13th is the 3 p.m. matinee. That's great.
Yeah. And then we were fortunate enough to receive a grant from the Knight Foundation for an initiative we call Bring It Home Miami. And that's basically to recognize some homegrown artists who've moved away and their career has taken them elsewhere. And we want to bring them back to Miami and make sure that Miami understands the cultural capital that we create here. So we have a great show called Viva Broadway that we're actually creating from scratch.
Mm.
And it is primarily Miami actors, Broadway actors, who've gone on to be in Rent, in the Heights, in a variety, Wonderland, a variety of Broadway musicals, and we're bringing them back, and we're teaming them up with John Secada.
Wow.
John Secada was in Cabaret in New York City on mm-hmm. Broadway, and also in Jason and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. So they're putting together an original musical production based on home. We're using the idea of home. We're bringing people home. Some people are performing in Miami for the first time professionally since they left after high school. So this will be a evening of Broadway music and stories, and really stories about home. And the stories are going to lead people to the types of songs they sing from different Broadway productions. And that will take place on Saturday, October 19th.
And that's your own production?
Yeah, it's our own production. Other than the grand opening, this is only the second time we're really producing a big main stage show.
Mm. What's next?
Following Bring It Home, we have jazz vocalist Gregory Porter.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a kickoff of the Miami Nice Jazz Festival. It's a co-presentation with the Jazz Festival, and that's on Friday, October 25th, and that's going to be a great night. A
lot of talk about this newcomer in mm-hmm. the jazz field. He's been down here a few times before, but I believe this is his debut in South Florida as a leader, and he's very exciting.
Yes, very, very exciting. Following that, also part of the Miami Nice Jazz Festival, we have Stanley Clark coming to the South Dade Cultural Arts Center.
What a great booking.
Yeah. I know a lot of people are very excited about that. And he's actually coming with the Harlem String Quartet. He's bringing a bunch of young string musicians from the Harlem Orchestra. And together they will be playing jazz standards as well as some jazzed up versions of classical music as well.
Wow, that's exciting. I remember, I believe it was his solo debut that featured a gorgeous piece called Spanish Phases for Strings and Bass.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that's on their
roster. Yeah, me too.
That's
me
on
too.
Their roster.
So later in November, on November 9th, we have the Fisk Jubilee Singers from the Fisk College.
Yes.
And that, again, is another production where we are engaging the local community. Their musical director will be in town a few days earlier, and he's going to be working with the Coral Reef Senior High Choir, which is a very accomplished choir.
Wow.
And he'll be teaching them some of their numbers, and they will actually get to come on stage during the performance that night and sing with the Fisk Jubilee Singers.
Exciting.
Yes,
exciting.
Very exciting. And then to round out the month of November, we have a group called Tango Fire. And this is an original tango production from Buenos Aires. And we have five musicians, one tango singer, and six tango dancers. So it's a real full evening of song, music, and dancing, tango dancing. It should be a really, really great night.
Wow, you've got the Miami Youth Ballet up in early December, the 7th, and a legendary dance piece.
The Nutcracker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's become a tradition. And this is, again, how you talk about the community in South Dade. They have not had anything that was a holiday tradition where they can go see a show within their community. And so now they've really embraced this Nutcracker as the Nutcracker for South Dade, the South Dade community. And that's on December 7th. And then we're finishing it up December with Seraphic Fire, their third time back at the center, and each time they've come, we've sold out the concerts.
Phenomenal group. I'm sure you'd agree.
They are fantastic.
Just phenomenal.
A great holiday concert.
Brand new CD, screaming up the classical charts on
Absolutely.
iTunes, and just all the best of luck to them in another new year coming up.
So then we move into the new year, and we'll kick off our new year and our New Year's pledge, and we're going to bring in Godspell, the Broadway touring production of Godspell, just finished in New York a little while back, and it's supposed to be a great version. The music is rocked up a little bit, and again, we have two shows, a Saturday night and a Sunday matinee, and this is following our sold-out show of A Chorus Line last year, and so I have the confidence now that our community really wants to support Broadway production, so We have 2 days of shows for Godspell.
I see. Coming up January 24th, you've got one of the greatest jazz singers around these days coming back to South Florida with his new project.
Yeah, Kurt Elling, the Brill Building Project. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a phenomenal show, singing some of the best pop songs with his great arrangements on the stage at South Dade. It's really going to be phenomenal. He'll have his band with him, a quartet, and Kurt, and they're just going to rock it.
And I see the Henry Mancini Institute Jazz Combo from, I presume, the University of Miami opening up that show. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, it'll be a great evening, a nice full evening. Come on down and relax and listen to just some great music.
Eric, what's coming in February?
February, we have a little bit of everything. We have Complexions Contemporary Ballet Company, our first ballet company at the South Dade Center. We have the famous Take Six performing on Sunday, February 9th. And Driving Miss Daisy, the production of Driving Miss Daisy will also be there. So a little bit of theater music and dance. And then in March, we jump in and we have our first opera production, the Opera Tillier, Best of Opera. So you'll see, be able to listen and see some of the best opera pieces from the opera book. And in April, we have Pancho Sanchez playing Ole Coltrane, the Best of Coltrane, and the Trey McIntyre Dance Project, a collaboration between the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center and Miami-Dade College Live Arts.
And that's just the phenomenal schedule through the new year on the main stage. We come back in our third and final segment with Mr. Eric Fliss, and we'll talk about the Black Box Theater and the Cabaret Series. I'm in awe. Please stay with us here on South Florida Arts Beat. We'll be right back in just a moment. Welcome back to our fundraising edition of South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Please keep our pledge lines ringing while the program is on the air. Your contribution during the show acts as a vote of confidence for arts coverage here on WLRN and WKWM. And once again, we return to our conversation with Eric Fliss, General Manager of the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center, continuing our preview of their third exciting season. And for more info, you can go to smdcac.org or call 786-573-5300. And the magnificent South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center, located at 10950 Southwest 211th Street in Cutler Bay. Now, Eric, tell us about your cabaret season.
Oh, yeah. This is great because it's just a different environment. It's an informal environment where you sit at a table, like I said, and there's no fourth wall. So a lot of times there's a lot of repartee between the artist and the audience.
Ooh.
And we kick it off with a group called Sibright Five. These are five classically trained musicians who play the gauntlet of all works. They can play Mozart and Mendelssohn, but they also love to play Radiohead and some of the other contemporary classics. Yeah, and they'll grab a spoon or a utensil and they'll work it into their instrument, and they're just expanding and exploring music all the time. We follow up in November with Siempre Flamenco. This is their third time returning to the South Dade Cultural Arts Center, and it's really the way flamenco should be seen, in a nice, small, intimate environment.
South Florida loves flamenco dance.
Yeah, absolutely. And then one of our bring-it-home artists, Johnny Rogers, is coming back right to bring in the new year on January 3rd and 4th. He's a piano man. He's a singer, songwriter, piano player, and we think it's going to be a great night.
Reminds me of a young Harry Connick Jr. in that he seems to do it all. He even dances. A graduate of the New World School of the Arts, I believe the jazz department at the University of Miami, left home, went up to New York, the Mecca for talent, and started winning cabaret awards. And then Liza Minnelli says, come here, guy. I want you in my band.
That's right. That's right. And so we're putting him in the kind of environment that you should see him in a cabaret.
Yeah, magnificent. Now, he's there Friday, January 3rd, and Saturday, January 4th. So he'll go through his whole repertoire, I would hope. And how wonderful to have these artists in for more than just one show.
Yeah, exactly. The opportunity for folks to see him. On Saturday, we always have two shows, too. We have an early show and a late show, a 7:30 and a 9:30. So pick the one that works best for your schedule. in February, we're expanding our cabaret to a group called the Wet Spots.
Huh?
And it's just like it sounds. It's a husband and wife duo who sing risque songs, let's just say. And they're a lot of fun, and we should be a great night. And then on March...
Sounds like we're back in Miami Beach in the 50s.
Yeah.
It's Bell Barth.
And then in March, we bring another string group in called Brooklyn Rider, and they're a string quartet, and most of them are members of a very successful group called The Knights. And they'll be playing also cabaret style, but classical and some contemporary music. I have a duo called Case Bolt and Smith, and they're a performing arts duo, theater and dance. And so it's going to be a very performance art type piece in the cabaret. And then the return of Renee Marie, which I'm really looking forward
to. She's dynamic.
She played four shows last year. And by the time we got to her fourth show, we were seeing people in one weekend who were coming back two and three times.
Wow.
Yeah. So she'll be with us on Saturday, April 12th for two shows, and Sunday, April 13th for a matinee.
You're developing a favorite with her, I think.
Yeah. She's very endearing. And then the Becca Stevens Band, a young and upcoming singer-songwriter from the North Carolina region, will be with us on April 25th and 26th. And then on May 30th and May 31st, we're doing our Broadway Unplugged, which was a very successful series we ran last year, where we bring Broadway artists who come in, sit on a stool, piano player, maybe they bring a guitar, and they sing some of their arrangements of Broadway's best musicals.
Wow. Now, once again, this is in your Black Box Theater, a smaller environment, and it's all table seating?
Table and chair seating. Only holds 120, so we do fill up pretty quick.
And you sell?
We have a bar.
Oh, you have a bar and munchies as well?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. A little cheese, cracker, table service. It's really fantastic.
That's the cabaret series.
Absolutely.
At the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. We've gone through the main stage, the cabaret series. What else do we have in store?
We have our new Black Creek Nights, which is a new initiative, and it is part of that idea of bringing it home. And it gives us an opportunity to highlight local bands in a different format, even less formal than that of the cabaret. This is kind of like a lounge club environment. I say a club. It's just a small cover to come in, and you come in and you can stay all night. It starts at 8 o'clock. It goes to midnight. You'll have a couple of bands. You'll have a DJ playing. Mm. And the DJ, our host, Mr. Power, is bringing other types of artists to come in and play with him while he's spinning. So he may bring in some horn players one week. He may bring in some tap dancers, and he may bring in some drummers to play along with him. So it's really the idea of a club environment to bring in a bit of a younger audience and to have just a really nice time.
Who will we see?
Oh, you're going to see Lanza. You're going to see Bacheco. You're going to see Suanello. We're going to do a blues day where we're going to have Albert Castilla, and we're going to have Roosevelt Collier and his trio. Plays a mean slide guitar. Mm. We'll have Elastic Bond, and we still have a few more slots we need to fill up. So it is really some of Miami's best electronica, world music, blues, a variety for people to come listen to.
And finally, Eric, in our final few moments, tell me about the family series.
Well, we're thrilled to have one of Disney's productions, Choo Choo Soul, with Genevieve coming to the center in October. And most of the kids, when you tell them about that, they start singing the theme song. So we're really looking forward to it. They can come early and they can get face painting before the show.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's lots of fun. In February, we have Earth's Dinosaur Zoo. And this is a giant dinosaur puppet show, but it's treated like a petting zoo. So kids actually get to interact with Brontosauruses and Tyrannosaurus Rex right on stage.
I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah, me too. And then in March, we have Fancy Nancy with a musical. It's a kids' musical taken from the book. And then we finish up with our 8th annual All Kids Included Family Arts Festival. And that is a free family festival all day long at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. Starts at 10 a.m., ends at 5 p.m. We bring in great artists. We have local groups. We have an outdoor stage, an indoor stage. We have face painting, slides, food vendors. It's really just a great day for the family. And you come on out, the whole thing's free. It goes from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we just love hosting this event.
An extraordinary season coming up for the folks at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. Been great to have their general manager with us today, Mr. Eric Fliss. More information available at their extensive website, smdcac.org, or you can call them directly at 786-573-5300. Eric, congratulations and good luck on this magnificent year coming up.
Thank you, Ed. We appreciate being here and appreciate your support.
I'd like to thank you wholeheartedly for your kind and generous pledges made during South Florida Arts Beat today. Your great contributions act as a vote of confidence for arts coverage here on WLRN and WKWM. I sincerely appreciate your kindness. We'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. You can tune in on your HD radio or go to our website at WLRN.org for more information. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. Adrian Kennedy is our executive producer. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Thanks to our technical director today, Andy Wagner, and thank you once again for your generous contributions. Monday at this time, we'll feature topical currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. Have yourself a great weekend, and please, as always, keep your dial set to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM, and please keep those pledge lines ringing. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.